Prepare your watercraft now before you head to the launch ramp. We're going over the checklist next on Western Life Radio.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Is your boat registered and insured for the summer season? Most boats must have proof of insurance on board and be properly registered with bow numbers and stickers. Take the Utah Boating or Coast Guard Auxiliary courses, and you just might get a discount on your insurance. For a copy, call 801-538-BOAT. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Carefully check over your boat to ensure safety and fun out on the water. Ty Hunter with Utah State Parks and Recreation makes recommendations.
Fire extinguishers are great. I think we've done a great job in educating folks and getting folks cognizant they need to have a fire extinguisher on board a boat. The bilge pump, some way to bail, and then spare propulsion on the smaller boats. It's 20 feet and under. You need to have spare propulsion. That can be a little kicker motor to a paddle to where you have that, to where you can move that boat along. And that's just things to be able to help you out there. The throwables, those little seat cushion deals with the straps on them, those are great. They will save somebody's life. Hopefully it's not anybody from your boat, but it may be from somebody from your boat that falls overboard. Those are just things there, but really our most risky thing that we see out there that folks are doing that's gonna either damage their boat or harm or even kill somebody, and that's just their behavior while they're out on the water. Speeding proximity is a big one. They're going too fast when they're in that close proximity of 150 feet of another boat or person in the water, and it ends up in a collision or a collision with a person that doesn't turn out really well. Let's start looking at how's the bearings, the wheel bearings on your trailer life. Then we start getting in the boat. What did you do with the battery over the wintertime? Did you keep it charged? Was that battery exposed to the cold weather? Did it freeze? There's potential situations that that battery may start you now, but it may give up the ghost in that first trip out. So start looking at those things. You mentioned wiring. What's your wiring and how's it been done?
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.